Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. Easter is one of my favorite holidays because I love to bring in all the spring colors indoors and land them on our table. But I wanted to share with you a few of my favorite tips and tricks of how I like to design our tablescape. Okay, one, I firmly believe that every beautiful tablescape starts with a beautiful linen. And I'm going to lift this up in the back here so you can see it. But this is India Armory, and I'll be sure to label this on our blog, but it's like literally India and then A-R-M-O-R-Y. She has the most fabulous collection of linens, and they're all hand blocked, and they just take care. They clean up the up so well. I've had this one for a few years now, but she has a gorgeous selection, so be sure to check her out. But this is an India Armory linen, and like I said, all beautiful tablescapes start with a really pretty linen. Okay, two, I love to layer. Let me show you from some of the fun layers that I have on here. I'm going to break down one of the place settings that we have. Okay, I'm going to start from the charger. Let me lift this up. I just think these are so beautiful. These are from Italy, and they literally look like a cabbage. So I love that green color. I think it really complements the table so nicely. And then I found these on one of my favorite websites. This is from matches.com, and it's a really great designer. His name is Peter Pilato, and a lot of you probably know him from the clothes, but he also has a beautiful houseware collection. But look at how the different beautiful colors in there, and it just reminds me of spring. And when I saw this online, I was like, I have got to have this because it looks like Easter. And then I have a ton of these majolica plates, and I just think they're beautiful, and it's okay to mix and match them on the table, but when you get up close, you can actually see all the gorgeous layers because it's all about layering on your table. And I'll hold that up for you so you can have a better look at it, but it's super pretty. And then every napkin deserves a napkin treatment, whether it's a fresh flower that's placed inside the napkin, but these are some of my precious napkin ring holders. I'm always on the hunt for beautiful vintage ones, and these are silver, and they're just some of my favorites. And then, of course, I've got a beautiful hemmed linen here, so every napkin deserves a napkin treatment. Okay, another thing that is so precious to me, a lot of my friends, some of them are interior designers, and they give me the best gifts. And this is from a really dear friend of mine, and she gave me a collection of these, and they're actually dogwoods, and they're made out of brass, and they're Addison Weeks. And let me reach over here, and let's fingers crossed, hopefully I do not break it, but don't forget to layer like hard elements, you know, things that necessarily aren't living, but these are also fun elements to design the table. And two, they're great speaking points. And what I mean by speaking points, I should have said talking points, because what happens is when guests, you know, sit around the table, they look at it and they are like, where did you get that from? And so oftentimes a lot of places that we travel, we always are looking for these little tiny things to decorate the table with, but this is actually a beautiful gift given to me, and it means so much to me. But I love to layer these on our table because they just add a really gorgeous accent. And let me finish layering this on the back. look at these fabulous gold bunnies. I actually got these from Hobby Lobby, and I've had these for a few years now. So I don't know if they have them in stock anymore, but they reminded me of the gorgeous gold wrapped bunnies, and they were only $10 each. So this is a really great find that I wanted to layer on the table as well. Next, of course, the flowers. And then let me pick up one of these. These are literally clipped all from our garden and things around our home, except for a few of the elements. But these are these gorgeous rattan pieces, and they're actually candle holders. But this is just a nice low thing so I can see across from the table for my guests. But I've got my beautiful Lenten roses that are blooming in my garden. We have daffodils blooming in our pecan orchard right now, and then maidenhair ferns. So one last little detail. These are something that I actually purchased at the floral shop. These are ranunculus, and they're just a gorgeous variegated color. And I literally just stuffed and shoved these into a collection of these different rattan pieces. And two, I want you to notice that they're not all the same. So you can find any sort of little tiny vessel. It works beautifully. And if you'll look up close, I've got some tulips, ranunculus, the maidenhairs, and they're all different. So don't be afraid to mix it up and the different textures on the table. So we've got rattan. We also have bamboo, and I brought in the bamboo in our gorgeous silverware. Amazon.com. I bought these off of Amazon, and I'll be sure to link this, but this is just one of my tried and true collections that I always use. It helps lighten the table up and brings in some different textures. And then, of course, I've got the gorgeous glassware. This is from Vietri, and just know that they don't have to match. Even though this is made from the same company, I always like to use different sorts of different glassware, and sometimes I'll bring in our silver goblets. But this is for a luncheon, and I just wanted to share with you a few of my favorite tips and tricks on how I like to create a special Easter table. And one more thing before I forget, don't forget the eggs. I have a beautiful collection of these. And if you noticed, I used a contrasting color against the pink. This is that gorgeous robin's egg blue. So I've really pulled out all of the different colors on this, on our plate, on our dinner plate. I've pulled out the blues, I've pulled out the pinks from the linen, and then I also have the yellows and the daffodils. But these are just fun, and I've used these year after year. And if you have children, don't forget to nestle in all the fabulous candies that they have. They have so many gorgeous pastel and beautiful things. So these are some of my favorite tips and tricks of what I like to do when I'm decorating for Easter. And I want you to share with me some of your tablescapes. I would absolutely love to see. And I hope you'll have a fabulous Easter. To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.